You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is center of mass? Think about the wording. Center, meaning middle, and mass, meaning weight. Center of mass is the average or center of what scientists would call mass. This is pretty easy to calculate for a round or symmetrical object like an apple or a bowling ball. For those objects, the center of mass is right in the center. But for something that's oddly shaped, for example, your bedroom with all of the different objects in it, it's not in the middle of the room. In fact, the average mass of the room, the center of mass of the room, could even be somewhere in the room that's, get this, empty space. Here's an experiment that you can do at home to try and calculate center of mass for an object. Get an object, something that's light enough that you can go ahead and hold easily, and tie a string to it. Next, go ahead and suspend it from the ceiling or a doorway. Then you want to go ahead and go into the garage, get a plumb bob, and drop the plumb bob from the attachment point where you have that object suspended from the ceiling. Either mark or pay attention to where the line is of the plumb bob along your object. Now do it again. Take your object, attach the string to a different part of that object, and suspend it again from the ceiling. And again, go ahead and drop the plumb bob from that attachment point. And again, pay attention and note where that line is. But this time, pay attention to where the current line is and where your first line was and where those lines cross. That's the object's center of mass inside of that object. You can even go ahead and try this a few more times. Go ahead and take your object and a couple more times, attach the string from different attachment points and hang it from the ceiling and drop the plumb bob, and this way you can get a more accurate reading of where the center of mass is located. Now for the human body, the center of mass is roughly around our stomach or our belly button. The lower that your body center of mass is, the more balanced you are. Here's another experiment that you can try. Go ahead and stand up straight and tall. Get your friend or a relative to come over and give you a push. See if they can lightly push you over. And it's pretty easy when you're standing up straight. Your center of mass is pretty high up and away from the ground. So now let's alter the experiment a little bit. Go ahead and lower your body weight by bending at the knees so that your center of mass is closer to the ground. Have your friend push you again, and this time it's harder to make you fall. Go ahead and try the experiment again. Go even lower. For example, drop down so that you're standing on your knees rather than on your feet, and have your friend push you over, and they'll find that it's much, much harder. Finally, go ahead and lay down on the ground. Your center of mass is really low now. It's right against the ground. There's no way that your friend can push you over at this point because your center of mass is lower. You're much more balanced. So we've just learned a little bit about the center of mass. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.